This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Christine Wong, and we have with the KLCI update.
Arvind Yuvaraj, and it is up by 0.55% at 1,605 points. Active stocks are Ucrest, Key, ASIC, and Focus Dynamics. The ringgit is at 4.11 against the US dollar. It is at 3.18 against the Aussie dollar and 3.09 against the Sing dollar.
Nice. So we do have a question for our listeners today on Enterprise Biz Bytes, as we always do on Enterprise Biz Bytes, but today's is based around World Earth Day, and it is.
It is. When you purchase something, do you consider sustainability as a factor? Why or why not? The options are yes, always, yes, sometimes, depends on product, and no. Right now, the numbers on Twitter are at 38.5% for yes, sometimes, 23.1% for depends on product, 22.1% for yes, always, and 16.3% for no.
Do we have any responses on Twitter or WhatsApp?
Over on WhatsApp, we have this from Lim, who says, yes, always. Nice. And we have another message from Ben, who says, Chinese restaurants in America use this paper packaging for their tapao. Here, we're still using styrofoam and plastic tapao box. And there's like attached the picture of like Chinese takeout from the US.
I have always wanted to eat food out of those paper boxes.
Because of the movies.
The movies. It's such a small like goal for my life, but I'm just like, I want them. But they're cool because you can unfold them into a plate as well. So you don't even need to have a plate.
So there's no washing.
No washing. Yep. It's amazing. Yep. Anyways, we also have some responses here on Instagram as well. Samantha _ Santanam says, it's 2021. It's about time we stop being selfish. And users says, just trying to influence consumer trends. Mm-hmm. So those are the responses over on Instagram as well. The poll does not seem to have changed that much. It's still 74% yes and 26% no. But speaking of sustainability, we've got a very interesting story now, courtesy of Arvind, with a very strange and unique influence of where sustainability could come from.
I love that it went from interesting to strange and then to unique.
It's
because
all
it is.
Of them. It's all of them, and I love it so much.
So the title of this is, I'll just read it out.
Oh, yeah.
Could governments draw inspiration from Mario Kart, that Mario Kart,
yes,
to develop sustainable policies? That's not a sentence that anyone could have thought of at any time.
Yes.
But this American researcher and Mario Kart enthusiast, it says, suggests that government should draw inspiration from the famous video game for sustainable development policies that encourage environmentally friendly agriculture.
Okay.
They say famous video game. I think what they mean is wildly popular, extremely well-known pop culture phenomenon, Mario Kart.
Yes.
So the long-standing and highly successful video game, again, series developed in the 1990s, has recently been the subject of a very serious study published in Nature Sustainability. The study suggests that government should draw inspiration from Mario Kart to establish sustainable development policies that support poor farming communities, notably in Asia and Africa. So they break it down into two parts. So one is power-ups to encourage responsible agriculture. So Andrew Bell is the name of the assistant professor of Earth and Environment at Boston University College and Arts and Sciences in the US, of course, and the main author of this study. And he's also a huge fan and long-standing fan of Mario Kart. And he says that it has the potential to inspire sociological tools. So Bell began to mull over this idea on trips to Malawi and Bangladesh and Cambodia. And in the course of his research, he became convinced that policies which provide direct aid to farmers in the world's poorest regions could also contribute to a reduction in overall poverty while promoting sustainable and environmentally sound agricultural practices. He got all this by comparing his theory and his study to Mario Kart. So his whole thing is offering economic support to farming families that needed the most would allow them to remain in the race, just like Mario Kart, by trailing behind the pack who have a chance to catch up if they succeed in snagging one of the many power-up objects that litter the track. So that goes on to the next point, offering quote-unquote golden mushrooms to farmers. I know that sounds wrong. If you don't know what a golden mushroom is, it's not that they're kind of mushroom. Yeah. So offering golden mushrooms to farmers, they are like tokens in the game itself.
Yes.
They are like boosters. So to apply the principle of a chance for all in the real world by making financial resources available to families and farming communities that need them the most, Bell proposes a system dubbed Payments for Ecosystem Services, or PES. So this would provide farmers with an incentive to adopt environmentally friendly methods. And he cites the example of a hydropower company that would, quote unquote, pay farmers to adopt agricultural practices to help prevent erosion so that the company can build a dam to provide electricity. It is a complicated transaction that has worked under very specific circumstances. But in this boosting principle, which in the world of the video game and Mario Kart is known as rubber banding, it should have the ultimate goal of providing the poorest farming families with the equivalent of, quote-unquote, again, a golden mushroom.
Right.
Which in the game, it says, is kind of a holy grail for players who have fallen behind in the Mario Kart races. To improve management of the environment and at the same time reduce poverty, researchers and decision makers are going to have to think carefully within their unique context and challenge at large what the golden mushroom might be.
Right.
So he hasn't figured out what the golden mushroom is. He just says that for the people who are left behind, they should be given some kind of boost or some kind of token so that they can catch up with the rest of the world. Basically, what he's doing, he's gamifying sustainability, which I think is extremely interesting and I don't want to say genius, but it's...
Yeah. I'll say genius. I think that's fantastic. I love that. I think this is a fantastic example as well of how, you know, video games are not necessarily, you know, this like plague on our existence, mm-hmm. right? You know, and how you can find the strangest of inspirations, you know, from the weirdest sources. And I think, you know, especially that point about, you know, if we are able to help the underprivileged communities first, it will benefit everyone.
Yeah.
You know, like they'll be able to stay in the race and they'll be able to, you know, and like have a fun time, I guess. I don't know where this analogy is going. But I find that really amazing. I was kind of under the impression it was going to be something to do with like banana peels or something. But I like that, you know, this person keeps getting credited as like a Mario Kart fan.
Mm-hmm.
This is just great. This just makes me happy.
As like a super fan or enthusiast. I want to know I'm interested to know when the epiphany happened.
Right.
Like at what point in the game did you suddenly go like, whoa.
Why do I get the feeling it's probably when he was dead last? You know, not to say that I'm the best person at Mario Kart, but you know. But yeah, I think this is really fantastic.
It is.
I think it's a nice little fun story about sustainability to carry through our World Earth Day content. Which, speaking of which, we have a question about that.
We're asking you, when you purchase something, do you consider sustainability as a factor? Why or why not? The numbers on Twitter at the moment are 37.6% say yes sometimes. Nice. 22.9% say yes always. 22% say depends on product. And 17.4% say no.
And still no tweets.
Still no tweets.
Still no tweets. You know what? You can, in fact, tweet us if you didn't know that. You can, and it's at BFM Radio where we have the poll running. You can also get in touch with us on Instagram at BFM Radio as well. And we are also reachable on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. But now it's time for a little bit of a break with Connection by Elastica on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.